It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She has been diligent from Switzerland, where we will find out if there's a little more mobility and how it's going. Hi, Mirella.
Hi, Jill. How are you? I hope that you are holding on in Europe from the virus point of view. We are certainly having some differences. Every week there is something more that is offered as a freedom, is if one can express it that way. In other words, if I take a few countries one by one, I would say that Switzerland is for the moment doing really well, like 10 to 15 cases in the entire country since a few days. So the restrictions, many restrictions are still in place, but a lot of other activities and work possibilities are being definitely allowed. That means, as I said last week, restaurants have been able to open, shops, all shops have been able to open. Since a few days, churches have also will have the possibility also to open. All of this, of course, with restrictions, and there is a huge trust that everybody is going to do the right thing. The most important restrictions right now being really social distancing and washing hands many times a day. That is also valid for schools. So Switzerland is definitely opening up a lot, is also talking with our neighbors in order to open very soon the borders. And to that, I can add that most countries in Europe are preparing for the summer season, as all the people are that work in the tourism industry are waiting for that possibility as a real lifesaver at this point. So Austria will open, Spain will stop quarantining arrivals as of the 1st of July. Greece wants the tourists back as well. Italy literally is opening before everybody else on the 3rd of June, but this is a very unilateral decision, meaning that people have the possibility to go to Italy, but they wouldn't be sure of coming back because not all the countries are going that fast. Germany also is opening the borders as of the 15th of June for 31 European countries. That means the 26 countries that belong to the Union, plus the four countries that are in the Schengen agreement area, like Switzerland, Norway, Liechtenstein, Iceland. So they will open with them as well. So I would say that as of the month of June, there will definitely be a lot more traveling in Europe and in between countries. Even England, who has been the worst hit from this pandemic, is beginning to ease the restriction as well. That means clothes shops, furniture, electronics, auction houses, outside markets. As of June, they will be able also to go back to business. Sweden, our very special country in Europe, as we talked about Sweden previously, Jill, they they are not doing so well in terms of casualties. They have 4,000, which is way more than any other neighbors in the northern part of Europe. And they also seem to have discovered that the plan of getting large immunity among the population did not work, as they seem to find that only 5% of the population has antibodies. So besides the fact that nobody knows if having antibodies really means immunity, there is also the fact that 5% of the population is literally nothing in terms of immunity. So the plan of Sweden doesn't seem to have been very fruitful. By doing so, they also had an enormous amount of casualty in care homes, which is definitely something that Swedes are not happy at all about. So it's all about now opening. It is definitely because of the economies. Germany officially entered recession, so, and let's not forget that Germany has been for many years the motor, the engine of Europe, basically, and that shows the how extensive the damage is and how fast everybody wants to go back to business. In spite of this wish, all the government in Europe are definitely repeating every day that all of these openings, all of these possibilities that are now going to be back in June, should be done with a lot of attention, a lot of care, a lot of caution, because if there should be more cases, then of course they cannot exclude that certain measures will have to be taken again, a scenario that in fact nobody really wants. That will depend a lot on the goodwill of people. As far as I understood from all the conversations that I had, it is definitely getting very complicated with sport, in the sense that, for example, in Switzerland last weekend, some sport events have been organized through social media, where there were more than 1,000 people, I think. This is, of course, absolutely forbidden. And as a matter of fact, for the moment, only small groups are allowed still. And this is apparently becoming a little bit of a problem with these wild parties, these sport events that have not been agreed on. I guess one has to take into consideration now that there is a certain fatigue. There is this feeling, because, you know, a virus is, as everybody says, invisible. There is also at times this feeling that this is only going to happen to someone else, but not necessarily you know, yourself. And so the weather is beautiful. The summer is absolutely gorgeous over here in Europe at the moment. So all of this is, of course, also an element in the behavior of people who need also to go out, who want to go swimming, who want to have some fun. And of course, all of this is possible, but not in the normal frame. As you know, as I'm sure it's also the case in the US, All of this has to be made with gloves, with masks, with social distancing. And I could definitely feel that there is a certain fatigue and also a certain fear for the fall season, because while now things are getting better, it is also the summer holiday for schools, which is definitely a very positive also element of the spread of the virus. And the question remains, of course, how are schools going to happen, to open in fall, the primary schools, the colleges, the high schools? Are certain things going to stay online, or is it going to be in person? There is a little bit this impression that people want for now to have a really nice summer. Some are even booking holidays already, even though things can also change very quickly, of course. And all of this a little bit under the impression that let's have a nice summer, and then we'll see in fall how things develop and how everything is going to really function or half function. So a little bit of I would say anxiety is to be felt, even though things are getting better. So let's see what happens after all these borders open. This is going to be in June, and this is definitely going to be a very interesting step in going back to a new normality.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure, and stay safe.